Kununurra farmer Robert Boshammer has more than 650 hectares of land leased to Quintus. He says although receivers continue to pay the bills, landholders and growers have received no indication of how long that will last.
At the moment, you know, the leases ran for 18 years or so for the production. Now most of the leases in the area here are somewhere between 6 and 12 years down the track, and the receiver managers aren't making any commitment, won't make any commitment for any period of time what they're going to do. They're saying they'll keep paying the rent, but you're living from 1 month to the next or one period to the next, hoping that they'll pay the rent. Also, at the end of the lease, it's going to cost about $2,000 to $2,500 a hectare to remove all the host trees and clean up the ground, re-laser it and get it ready for further cropping. So that's a fairly big risk at the end of a lease period. You've also got, so you've got outgoings that they pay to, and they're paying those as you expect. But you haven't got that long-term surety that as a landowner you'd like.
Mr. Boshammer says landholders have tried working with receivers, but feel like they're being shut out. He says continuing uncertainty puts the trees and jobs in jeopardy.
We've got a lot of good people working in the sandalwood industry here, and they're being frustrated, and a number of them are leaving because of those timing issues. And I feel a responsibility to them. I tried to talk to the receivers' managers to find out what growers have got sandalwood on our property so we could talk to them and say to them, listen, as long as you keep paying your rent, we're not going to, and paying the fees, we're not going to do the wrong thing by you. We want to work with you and keep it going. But certainly the receiver managers haven't been very helpful in, I think, growers being treated a bit like cannon fodder. Really, the receivers and managers are appointed by the bondholders, so they're subservient to them. They're looking after them. The growers and landholders are fairly well down the list on people they're concerned with.
Mr. Boshammer says he believes the best chance for growers and shareholders to protect the future of the sandalwood industry is to see the growers' co-op take charge.
We're certainly interested in working with the Sandalwood Growers Cooperative because they've been very responsive. I actually believe the only chance for shareholders in Quintus is the growers form the new responsible entity and stand up to the debt holders and the receiver managers and say, well, we can appoint whoever we like to manage our sandalwood. It's valuable to you as a company, and BlackRock as a debt holder and potential owner of the company to be involved if you want to talk to us. But if you don't, be that as it may, we'll go off on our own. I think it's exciting times, and I think the industry is still exciting. I think I'll be growing sandalwood still in 20 years' time and part of an industry. And I think it'll be a significant industry in the Ord and in Northern Australia in 20 years' time. You know, really the sandalwood industry here is probably 10 to 15 years ahead of anywhere in the world. This sandalwood is a high-value product. Mm. Where it's grown reasonably well, the gross value of production per year is probably $10,000 to $30,000 a hectare a year, which is significant dollars. Mm. We're in a great place in time if it can be kept going.